On this week's episode of the Grit and Barrett podcast, it's a 3-3 for the Bears as they travel up to Upstate New York to take on the Utica Comets, then come back home to take on Syracuse Crunch in another North Division matchup. And then it's St. Patrick's Day hockey as we take on the Hartford Wolfpack. All that and more on the Grit and Barrett podcast starting right now. Hello, buenos dias. Welcome to the Grit and Barrett podcast, everyone. It is a Monday, March 18th. Have all of you recovered from St. Patrick's Day yet or not? I know it's weird having St. Patrick's Day being all gangrene on a Sunday. My name is Richard Blaster, welcoming you to the Grit and Barrett podcast, the first and only Hershey Bears podcast out there in the hockeyverse. Presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. So, the Bears were back at it this past weekend. It was a 3-3, the penultimate 3-3 this year, because I think we've only got one more to go, and I think that's in April. It's just past the Iowa weekend, but that 3-3 I don't think will be bad, because I think that's a home-and-home against Lehigh, but we'll get to that when the time comes. But the dreaded 3-3 has returned, and the Bears are finishing up their mini road slate, as the Bears had to get out of town for some sort of concert on Thursday, and last weekend was something at Giants Center. And we're getting through PIAA season, everyone. We're getting through. We just got to get through next week, and then PIAA season will be over. And then we got to deal with Disney on Ice. So the boys traveled up to Upstate New York for our one and only visit to take on the Utica Comets, the affiliates of your New Jersey Devils. Not quite the prospect powerhouse that it was a couple of years ago when they were in Binghamton before the Corona Nation attacked. But anyway, the Bears are going to take on the Utica Comets, and you know, when they faced him last time at Giants Center, the Bears weren't exactly the best. Utica and Jesse Poulter or Poitier or whatever he's called got a shutout against the Bears. We were all mad and angry at each other. But, you know, we're getting some of that offensive juju back. We got Ethan Frank back in the lineup, Piotrek Dubé, Matt Phillips, Mike Scarbosa. We're probably not going to see him again in a Bears uniform. Shame. But, you know, I feel we can take on this Utica team. They're the bottom of the North Division. But, hey, 6 out of 7 teams in the North get in, I think. It's like 5 out of 7 or 6 out of 7 get in. So all they got to do is go on a mini winning streak, and they're right back in it. And the Bears, well, we want to chip away at that magical division number so we can secure number one seed in the Atlantic. And then chip away at that magic number to get home ice throughout the Calder Cup playoffs. It's doable, but we got to get there first. So the Bears were up at the Adirondack Bank Center there on a Friday night there in Utica, New York. Real easy to get to, just 4.5 hours north of 81. Just take 81 and just keep driving north. And I will want to get back to the Adirondack Bank Center. I really do, but man, that's a slog to do. So I turn on the TV after Friday night, still getting used to my new work hours. Got back from vacation, and my boss said, "Hey, your start time's now at 8 o'clock now. You get to sleep in later." Yay. But I also get done at 4:30 now, and I run into afternoon rush hour traffic. Lovely. So we put on, Utica's on, and oh darn, they're wearing their normal reds with the Shield logo. You know, I want the Utica Comets word script or the Horned Devil U to make an appearance. We keep hearing rumblings that Martin Brodeur wants to do a brand change up there in Utica. Very interesting. So the Bears and the Comets get underway, and you know, it's Hunter Shepard and Ned, and Utica, they're pushing some things. They're trying to push the play a little bit. The Bears are trying to press back to get the counter attack going. checkers, what am I saying? Comets are in the zone. Throws one on Shepard. Big rebound and Comets score. Philippe Aragonet. Enos. Philippe Aragonet? Something like that. Or whatever his name is called, gives Utica a 1-0 lead. Rebound control. What the heck is that? But okay. It's 1-0. The Bears will be fine. We'll be okay. It's not like, you know, 1-0 that's going to be the game winner like it was a couple of weeks ago. But a few minutes later, Utica gets it to 3-on-2 rush led by Captain Graham Clark? No, Graham Clark leads it. Looks on Hunter Shepard. Shot. Big pad save and rebound, and they score. A perfect shot pad pass that goes right to Xavier Pierron, and it's 2-0 Utica. Pierron is 11th. Clark is 21st, and it's 2-0 Utica. Oh, great. Oh, great. 2-goal lead. Here we go. But no. This isn't like last week. This is not like last week. It's not going to get out of hand. It's really not. Not. As we get later into the period, the Bears are starting to press a little bit more. 1 minute left to go there. They're in the period. Matt Strome working off the boards. Passing Fried in front. Riley Sutter chips it in. They score. The Bears finally beat Jesse Poulter. I don't care. Riley Sutter, his 6th. Good to see him get back on the board with the nice deflection. Matt Strome is 10th. Lucas is 5th. 2-1. 47 seconds left in the first and 2-1 as we go into the locker room. And good response by the guys, finally getting one past this goaltender and getting the deflection game going again. This was stuff that got us wins in the playoffs. 3rd and middle 6, getting some scoring depth. This is what took us to the finals last year. Let's hope this continues. Into the second period we go. Let's hope coach really got to these guys, because I really don't want to see them lose on the road again. And you know what? The Bears actually have a really darn good road record. I have a really darn good record overall, but I think we're at like percentage, we're like 630 or 635. And I think the best all time in this new percentage era, which I think was like Coachella Valley 2 years ago. And I think we only need to go like 5-3 or something like that. So we have a chance for best road record in this percentage era. Take that for what it's worth. So into the second we go. The Bears pressing the play a little bit more. I like what the Bears are doing. They're getting around the big neutral zone clog that the Comets like to do. Because the Comets do have a little bit of a counterattack that the Bears like to do. They'll break up stuff in the neutral zone and then push their forwards on up to get 3-on-2s going. Not 2-on-1s. I don't think they're fast enough to do that, but they'll lead 3-on-2 rushes. That's how Xavier Pierron got their goal. But Bears, you know, they're taking control in second a little bit more. Lucas Johansson out on the point, feeds Lemos, shoots, and he scores! Alex Lemos has tied the game! Lucas! Lucas getting in on this. Good to see you getting his scoring assist touch going. Alex Lemos ties the game, his 17th. Lucas has 6 assists, and we are tied at 2. Face-off, Garrett Rowe dumps it in. Aaron Ness collects it off the boards, throws one in front. Lemos there, and deflects it in! They didn't even get the goal announcement off in Utica! Lemos with 2 goals in 24 seconds! Alex gets his 18th. Aaron Ness is 17th. Garrett Rowe is 11th. 3-2 Hershey, and they're stunned. They're at the ABC. They are stunned. They're in the sardine can known as the ABC Center, and I say that lovingly because it's a great arena. Just don't stray too far from it. And this is the quick strike scoring. I hate to bring this up, but this is what we did in Game 7. This is our game. This is what Todd Nelson wants to play. So, all right, now let's get the defense going. Now let's really get this defense humming. And the Bears are able to take the 3-2 into the locker room. And into the third we go. Comets, take a penalty as tripping. Or tripping call on him. All right, that's legit. That's legit. A little bit into the power of play. Puck gets thrown in down low. Robbie Russo gets it and yeets it over the boards. 5-on-3 for the Bears. All right. All right. Let's put this little baby to bed. Let's get that little insurance goal going. And who we got out there? Phillips? Frank? Snively? Vec? And who else we got out there? There, Frank, Phillips, Vec, Snively, and the fifth one escapes me temporarily. But all right, 5-on-3, and we get set up. We look, over to Phelps, winds, fires, and misses everything, but recollected by Snively. Snively feeds it to the circles, to Frank, fires, he misses everything. Everything. Couple of clears by Utica, and the 5-on-3 goes by the wayside. Okay, I hope this doesn't come back to bite us. But into the period we go, just after the 5-on-3. 5-on-3, Brian Holland, Comets bring it in. Shot saved by Hunter, who pokes a loose puck away, but it goes right to Kyle Crisillo, and he ties the game. Kyle Crisillo, his 12th. Brian Holland, his 7th. And we're tied at 3. Great. Tied at 3. Hunter, start listening to Waffles, your palisman. Start listening to him. 5-on-3 goes by the wayside. They score on a rebound. And we go to overtime. Great. Here comes the Jenga Tower. We go to overtime. And good job by the Bears. And Lucas Johansson leading a rush down, drops it off to Phillips, who skates around the zone, tries to tuck his shoulder, drive into the goal, and he gets hooked! There's a hook! They're going to call it! And it's a 4-on-3 for the Bears in overtime! Time. Actually holding. Robbie Russo holding. Don't care. Into the box. 4-on-3. Timeout by the old coach. Timeout. 4-on-3. Let's finish this, lads. Let's finish it, and we get nothing. Nothing. 5 power plays on the game and we do nothing. Sure. Shootout time. Okay. Utica elects to go. No, let's see. Utica elects to go first. Graham Clark. Clark skates out. Skates around. Graham Clark in. Shoots! Saved by Hunter. Off comes Pierre-Éric Dubé. All right, this is what we bring him back. This is what he comes in, looks, backhand, saved by Poitier. Actually, my bad. The Comets went for... It's when... thanks. Comets went second. All right, overcomes Matthew Phillips. Phillips 66. Phillips comes in, looks, shoots, and saved. Out comes... Brian Howland for the Comets comes in, looks back in, saved on Hunter. Chase Prisky. Okay. Chase comes in, looks, winds, fires, and saved. All right. Utica saves this. Scores here. Tamar Imbrogimov. He's a call-up from Adirondack. An ECHL guy. Comes in. Skates wide of the circles. Looks on Hunter. Shoots. And he scores. We just lost a shootout to an ECHL guy. You know, here's a trophy we would have had if we would have scored... Would have won a shootout this season if we had one. No. Positive. Okay. 5 consecutive shootout losses by the Bears. Now, the cynical part of me could rant and rave and say, oh, we have all this talent on this team and we can't win a shootout. That's 5 points we've left on the table this season. But you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm not. You know what? We nicked a point. Utica's desperate. They need points. Whatever. All the Facebook people can go, you just lost to the bottom dwellers of the North. Standings, bro. Check the standings, bro. Still in the lead. Still top overall. And Bears fans need to realize this too. Oh my God, we lost 5 consecutive shootouts in a row. Can't we find someone who can score a goal in the shootout? All right, come here. Let me tell you something there, Sparky. Do they have shootouts in the playoffs? No. Do they play 3-on-3 in the playoffs? No. So what does it matter? Well, there's 5 points we could have had. So we've won 41 games, or 42 so far. So what? I'll trade where we are for 5 shootout losses. Oh, well. Oh, well. I'll take the loser point and go home. I'll take it. Fine. We have a long bus ride ahead of us. Let's just go. So Bears lose in the skills competition 4-3 the final to Utica to go 0-1-0-1 against the boys in red and black. And whatever. I doubt we're going to see them again in the playoffs. I highly doubt it. Though now watch, now that I said that, we could end up facing them in the conference finals. Could. I don't think that, well, we could. But anyway, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. So there are just some teams that just have your number during a season. No matter how good you are, you just may not be able to beat a certain team. This is called hockey. This is called a regular season. And we just deal with it. Cut, print, beautiful. Let's move on. Let's go to Saturday night back there at Giant Center. As your Hershey Bears took on the Syracuse Crunch, affiliates of your Tampa Bay Lightning. Nowhere near the powerhouse they've been the past 2 years, or even the mid-2010 days when they had Nikita Kucherov and Mike Angelides, and a young Andre Vasilevskiy who had not yet digivolved into his final form. Yes. But the Syracuse Crunch, they always play Bears tough. And Syracuse, they're a charter member of the American Hockey League. Different incarnations, but they've been around. So we lost to Syracuse up there at Onondaga County War Memorial or Oop State Medical Building, whatever. We lost in the auditorium where they have the silver and blue balloons up there. So the Crunch come down after losing the night before to Belleville. So both teams traveled fairly even distance. And it was pennant night there at Giant Center. You know what those are, boys and girls? You know what those are? They are pieces of fabric that are long triangles with your team's names and colors on them. You know, that's what we collected back in the day before you had stickers and emojis and avatars. Darn kids with their hula hoops and demon rituals. So, yeah, that's what pennants are, boys and girls. These are what your favorite video sports podcasters have behind them. So, it's a 3-3 weekend as we're going to have to rotate bodies in. Hardy out, Logan Day in. Syracuse is, well, they're traveling. They're staying in the thick of the North, even though a lot of teams get in. And the Bears were sending Clay Stevenson out there. Let's see how this goes. And a good, healthy 9,000 plus there at Giant Center. At Giant Center. And a good amount of blue and white. The Crunch Booster Club came down to visit us. How lovely of them. Oh, well, they're probably here and going to Lehigh tomorrow. Oh, no, they're not. Well, they're probably just going to Wilkes-Barre tomorrow, so they're just traveling down here. An afternoon game there at Wilkes-Barre, and then right back up north to Syracuse. No, this is actually a Friday at home, Saturday in Hershey. Okay, I guess the Booster Club just really likes it down here. But in any case, really good to see the Crunch faithful make their way down here. So the Bears and Crunch go at it there, and oh boy, this is one of those games where you came to this game, you got to show heavy hits left and right. Crunch are playing up to their name as they are finishing their checks, staple gunning guys to the boards. Matthew Phelps is not having a good days. He's getting shouldered down, pushed into the boards. Dylan Mickelrath is taking the name of every single son of a bitch that's checked a forward in this game and starts throwing his weight around. Riley Sutter posting guys up to the boards. Oh my gosh, what a physical, nasty game this is becoming. And I kind of like this. Interesting. The shots are low as we are midway through the first, as Syracuse tries to get a little bit of a run and gun style going. And if you're anywhere near the boards, head on a swivel because you're going to get planted into one. But midway through the first, checker crunch comes off, shot in on Clay Stevenson, rebound in front and jammed in. Gabriel Forter gets his 10th goal of the season. Maxim Groshev and Ilya Useyu, Ilya Usua, that's not a name, that's a bad Scrabble hand, gets his 7th assist, and it's 1-0 Syracuse. And oh, the Crunch faithful were up there cheering, and oh look, there's kids wearing horrible knockoff Nikita Kucherov Tampa Bay Lightning jerseys. Because they won back-to-back cups in shortened seasons. Hey, the Lightning are still champions. They're still champions. They were shortened seasons, but still won the cup nonetheless. Chicago did it in 2012 and nobody complained. So, the Bears get out of the period and it's 1-0 Crunch. And we're okay with it. It's been fine so far. Decent enough game. Hard hitting. Little bit of a playoff atmosphere to it, and that's okay. And we get back at it there in the second. Face off to the right of, who's the guy that's in net for them? Let me just check here. For Syracuse. Brendan Halverson in net for them. And Jimmy Undington wins the faceoff. Piotrek Dubé from the circles. Fire saved by Halverson. No, he didn't get it. It trickles in. They score. Halverson is like, I got it. I don't got to craft it. No, not across the line. It's in. The game is tied as Dubé gets his 25th. And back on the scoreboard, we missed you. Jimmy Huntington gets his 15th assist. And we are tied at 1. And the Bears start pressing a little bit more. Throwing their checks. A few open ice hits. Crowds getting into this. Refs, you might want to keep looking at this a little bit more. Power play for the Bears. There's some good news. Second unit out there. Garrett Rowe off the boards. Off to Dubé. At the point. Wines fires. Fires, hits, Halverson drops down, Huntington slams it in, and they score! Just cleans up the rebound in front! More of that, please! More of that stuff right there! Jimmy Huntington gets his 14th, Piotrek Dubé his 14th assist, Garrett Rowe his 12th, power play goal for the Bears, and it's 2-1 Hershey. And just to let you know, boys and girls, you want to know how badly Mike Scarbosa is missed? The Bears' power play is 8 for 50 with him gone. That's not good, in case any of you are wondering. That's really not good. So the Bears take a 2-1 lead into the locker room. And I feel good about this, but you know, more goal would be even better. Into the third, and Syracuse's legs are catching up with them. The bit of extra pop isn't there. The bodies are getting worn down because they're so battered and bruised. Gee, a hard-checking, hard-skating type of game is going to really beat you down in back-to-back games, isn't it? Early into the third, Vinny Iorio from the point. Wrist on the way. Sutter deflected, and they score! Riley just deflects it, and ping! Hits the crossbar and goes in. No challenge, no debate. Sutter was there. Riley, his 7th, and his 2nd on the weekend so far, gets his 7th. Vinny Iorio is 8th, and Matt Strom is 11th, and 3-1 Hershey, not even a minute in. That's a sin, and that's how you start closing this game out. And now the Bears defense is keeping the crunch away. We're doing good. Bogdan Treniev goes off for a trip. Okay, fine. Goes off for a trip. Syracuse gets a puck in, throws a shot, blocked down by Jimmy, who just whack! Baseballs it out of the zone, and there's a high fly ball in the left field, and it's over the wall for a delay of game penalty. Whoops! Oops. I'll go to the penalty box. So off Jimmy goes. Minute 55, 5-on-3 for the crunch. Timeout crunch. As they get it, they get set it up. Goes up to number 12 there at the point. Is that Alex Brière-Boulé? Yes, it is. Over to one crunch guy looking. Shoots. Ping! Outside of it. Reps it around the zone. Back out to Brulé. Looking, shoots, blocked down, out of the zone. Crunch, try to get back in, intercepted by the Bears, flinged out of the zone, fresh bodies back out. Gets it back in, skates it back in, dumps it into the zone, slowed down by Clay, collected by Mikkelrath, throws it out of the zone. Zone, another re-entry by the Crunch, grabbed by the Bears, flung out of the zone. Quick exits, quick reloads. And while the Crunch, they're able to get passes around, and they're trying to get some shots off. Just do nothing on a 5-on-3. I don't think they even had a shot on goal. And, you know, even we're up there, we're like, all right, you have it on the board. So there's a crossing feed. Try it. Brulé's at the point. He doesn't know where to go. You can score from there. Just fling it. But you know what? You never interrupt an enemy when he's in the middle of making a mistake. Bears are able to kill off the 5-on-3, get a power play of their own a couple minutes later, but that goes nowhere. Lol. But it kills off 2 minutes, and in less than 5 minutes to go, 4 minutes to go, off comes the goaltender, 6-on-5 for the Crunch. The Bears are able to work it out of the zone, chipped and smacked around. Bears collect it. The Crunch are arguing. They want a hand pass call, and play still going on, Crunch. Stop arguing. Riley Sutter, backhand from the blue line, and they score! And the Crunch are arguing. They want a hand pass on the Bears, and no whistle. Keep playing. You've nobody to blame but yourself, Crunch. Riley gets his 8th, 2nd of the game. Bogdan Treniev gets his 7th. Matt Strom gets his 12th. Empty netter, and that about does it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Syracuse. Bears win it, 4-1 the final. And the coach, Todd Nelson, he called them out, challenged the boys tonight, and they absolutely responded. He said it felt like a playoff game, and it did a little bit. The checks were a little bit harder, the pace was a bit more frantic, and you had pressure in this game. Because, yeah, we're trying to win the division. We're trying. But, you know, as he kept saying, the guys are going to get their best effort from every team. And now with about a month to go in the season, everybody's going to be bringing it every single night. So the Bears met that. Yes, it's a North opponent and not a division opponent. And they were able to get the win against the Crunch to go an even Stevens 1-1 against the boys in blue and white. So one more game to go this weekend, and we'll get to that right after this. All right, Bears fans, we know hockey games travel fast, but DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the National Hockey League, you can score even faster than anything that's happening out there on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Folks, we're in the doldrums of the hockey season, and there's plenty of action for you to bet. Whether your team's making a playoff push or they're tanking for better prospects or trying to trade to get a better spot in, you can get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN and new customers can bet $5 on the NHL to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only in DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-HOPE-NY or text HELPNY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after insurance. See dkng.com/eligibility for deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL. All rights reserved. And now on with the show. And we're back here on the Grit and Barrett podcast. Thank you so much to our sponsor, DraftKings, for sponsoring this podcast. All right. So let's finish this 3-on-3 weekend as the boys were back at it for some St. Patrick's Day hockey. A day where you wear green and get absolutely, you know what? The Simpsons said it the best. What was it? Season 8 they did that? Anyway, I think you all know the episode. Anyway, so it's St. Patrick's Day, so of course yours truly bust out the Paul Carey St. Patrick's Day jersey. Spoiler alert, I've been wearing it for a month. Oh, I don't mind an excuse to get that out. But St. Patrick's Day, taking on the Hartford Wolfpack, a team that played against the Utica Comets the night before, so they're traveling as well. Do they have a fan base that showed up for this like Syracuse did? No. It's a Sunday afternoon, Piglet. Not a lot of people are traveling for that. Not for just a one-off. So the Bears and Wolfpack go at it. And this is a game, Hunter Shepard's in net versus Dylan Garant, a rematch of the Eastern Conference semifinals or Atlantic Division finals, whatever round you want to call it. And this is a game where I knew that this wasn't going to be pretty. This was not. It's a Sunday. It's a 3-3. Hershey, I don't know how this is going to go. I really don't. Puck down. We're underway. Healthy 9,000 because it's Hershey Park Pass night. Did I forget to mention that? It's Hershey Park Pass night. I hate these. That's a rant for another day, or all of you have heard that before. Healthy 9,000 there at Giant Center. People wearing green fake beards, green hats, green jerseys, green pants, green shirts, green glasses. You name it, it's out there. So we get underway. Puck goes down. Hartford takes an early power play for the Bears. There's some good news. And, of course, the Bears do get set up in the zone quite nicely. Passing's going around really well. Over crossing feed over to Ethan Frank. Winds, fires, and he scores! Ethan Frank, our precious baby boy, in his first goal back from injury. Ethan Frank gets the goal. Finally, he gets back on the board. Power play goal for the Bears. Let me just give me... And, okay, that's how you get on the board early. That is exactly how it is done, and you want to set the tone early. Only a minute 19 in. Frank is 22nd. Lemos is 23rd. Matthew Phillips, his second, and his first point as a Bear at Giant Center. And yes, PA announcer Jared Ronsky said just that. Love you, Jared. Mean it. So, all right. So, I'm sure the Bears are going to build on this. I mean, we're going to build off this. We're going to get some momentum. And we're going to get more goals. And that's not really what happened. Because, boys and girls, this was a Sunday game. I mean, things started slowing down a bit. Stretch passes, holding out of the sticks, and just really, you know, just tired hockey. I mean, sure, the Bears got a goal, and Hunter Shepard played very well, but this was a slog of a game to watch. And this was on television. I'm sorry you had to watch this. I mean, my wife, bless her, she stayed home because her allergies were bothering her. After the PWHL was done, she caught up on DVR stuff. I encouraged her. I said, dear, this is not pretty. Watch Food Network or whatever they're running this time of year. So for a period and a half, there was a whole lot of nothing. There's not even exciting power plays for me to tell you about. Hartford was Hartford. the Bears were doing enough to stay in the lead. The shots after the first period were 11-7 Hershey, but that's with a power play. And through the first half of it, there were seven shots on goal total. It was that bad. Most of the second was slow and painful to watch. Get near the end of the second period, leading a rush. Hardy Octel leads one over to Rybinski, throws one in on Garon. Scramble in front, and Lemos slaps it into the net. They score! Alex Lemos in his beautiful hair. His third or fourth goal on the weekend. But Lemos cleans it up in front, and a Hartford forward crashes into Dylan Garon. Crash the goalie. Lemos is 19th. Rybinski is 8th. Hardy Octel is 8th. 2-0 Bears. And as me and the guys were going down the stairs, we're like, this feels over. And they're like, yeah, it does feel over. Into the third we go. And more slog of a hockey. And again, this game feels over. The Bears have this. This feels like a team that, kind of like the best of five series, and you're up 2-0, and you're up 2-0 into the third, and you know you have game three. That's what this felt like. That's what this absolutely felt like. Midway through the third, dump it on the Bears, dump it into the zone. Hoffer throws it, poked around right to Riley Sutter, tucks it in! What a gift by Dylan Grant! If you're a goaltender, tend the goal! Is what they would say in Hartford. Us in Hershey, we go booga, booga, booga. Dylan Garant, if you're a goaltender, tend the goal. Oh my gosh, an assist honestly should go to Dylan Garant. Riley Sutter is 9th. Second or third on the weekend for him. Goals in 4 straight for Riley. Lucas is 7th. Vinny Iorio is 9th. 3-0 Hershey. And we are done here. We're done. Couple minutes later, Garon throws it to Sean Garon, who just pokes it right out in front. And there's Ryan Hoffer, who just collects this puck in the slot from Garon and goes, hi, shoots it in and scores. Ryan Hoffer, who's had a rookie season. I mean, he's a beta release. He's got a few bugs in the system. You know, he's still needs some time in the oven. Not quite ripe yet. But Ryan Hoffer gets his 4th. Matt Strom, his 13th of the year. Riley Sutter is 11th. 4-0 Hershey. We're done. We're good here. People start leaving. I'm like, leave, peasants. Leave. Less traffic for me. And late power play for the Bears with 90 seconds to go as Tyler Pitlick goes off for high stick and catches Matthew Phillips in the face. And Hartford's being a little aggressive there on the PK. Out there at the point, Vinny's just playing pitch and catch like doo-doo-doo. And I go, you, Ethan, take it. Oh, back to me. Over to you, Snively. Yeah, oh, back to me, Snively. Back to you. Let's just run out the clock. Puck comes back to me. Oh, hi, Jake Lachizen. By Jake Lachizen, and Lachizen just powers his way past Vinny on a short-handed breakaway, staring down Hunter. Not like this. Comes in, shoots, and Hunter makes the save. Thank goodness. Jake Lachizen, former Vegas Golden Knight prospect and former Vegas Golden Knight, denied. And let's count it down in the words of Pittsburgh Dad. 3-2-1 win. Bears win it, 4-0 the final, shut out and shut down, 10th combined shutout, 10 combined shutouts for the Bears this season, tying a franchise record between these two goaltenders. What a duo, and Hunter Shepard finding his form after, you know, a lot of people said the Bears did play good. Hunter, I think, was giving up some rebounds. Maybe that's on the defense more than him, but for the Bears overall, this was the bounce back game I've been waiting for. A dominant 4-0 game, even with a 3-3 against a Hartford team who has been struggling. This is their fifth loss in six games. They're falling in the standings. Wilkes-Barre was like, thank you, brother. This helps them. Yeah, Wilkes-Barre is now in third. We'll get to that in a little bit. But this 5 out of 6 points on the weekend, 2-0-0-1, I am perfectly fine with this. And this, and with Providence not playing today, the Bears are able to get two more points up on them. So let's check out the standings before we go. The Bears are in first in division, conference, and all the length with 93 points, getting 5 points on the weekend. Providence in second with 77 points, 16 points back of the Bears, and we are slowly chipping away at that magic division number. Wilkes-Barre is in third with 69 points. Giggity. Charlotte is in fourth with 68 points. Hartford in fifth with 67. Lehigh has crept into the sixth spot with 60 points. Springfield in seventh with 59. And Bridgeport in dead last at 47. The North looks like Cleveland in the lead there with 76. Syracuse making a run at the North title with 74. Rochester 66. Belleville and Toronto with 65. Laval at 62. Utica at 60. So, I will say this here today. At the time of this podcast, keep in mind this is being done on a Monday. There it is. If the playoffs started today, this is from the American Hockey League primer. Please stop being stupid. I really hate this site and app sometimes. If the playoffs started today, the Bears would be in first. Providence would be in second. The first round matchup would be the play-in series. Would be first round, whatever. Wilkes-Barre versus Lehigh and Charlotte versus Hartford. All three games would be in Charlotte. Wilkes-Barre and Lehigh could be an alternating depending on locations. And oh goody, a team that's played each other 10 times in the last 3 months of the season. Sure, let's give them three more games at the end of April against each other. In the North, a first round bye would go to Syracuse Crunch. First round would be between Belleville and Toronto. Ooh, I'm listening. And a semifinals matchup between Cleveland and Rochester. It's weird. Don't think about it too hard. So that's if playoffs started today, but we still have a month to go. Lots of hockey left to be played. The boys won't be back at it until this weekend when we go back to Cleveland for a Friday-Saturday matchup. And, of course, next week we'll get you all that. Tuesday night hockey coming up the following week. And then the week after that of the end of March, only one Saturday night game. This will be really weird. So, yeah. So, also programming note. In a few weeks, yours truly will be going to WrestleMania 40 there in Philadelphia. That is the weekend the Bears are taking on the Iowa Wild. I will not be covering anything with the Bears that weekend. My schedule is full. My itinerary is packed. I will not be returning home until overnight Monday. So the podcast probably won't be out till Tuesday night. I know we'll deal with that once we get closer. But just as a programming note, and I'll remind everyone once we get closer. So that does it for the Grit and Barrett podcast this week. Thank you so much to everyone for listening, for your times, listens, and downloads. We're coming down the last part of the season, everyone. The playoffs are in sight, and not much left else to say, but go Bears. I'll catch you next time.
Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. That's at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020, to dementia and COVID. The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett podcast, and go Bears.